Hi, I'm Sky. I promise I'm your guy. I don't get high. It's not my life. Let me tell you the story about how I became the guy and how it affects me. Because all I want is for you and I to get along like we used to.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. If this is your first time, I just want to say thank you and get ready for the number one politics, society, and culture podcast in the DFW area and possibly even America. We talk about all sorts of controversy here in proper podcast form, and that means we tell you exactly what we think. I call that staying toasty. I try to publish as much as I can, and every week I have my co-host come on to give us the facts. Until then, though, you're stuck with me, your host, Sky Day. So, let's get freaking toasty. This is just me again, of course, so welcome back, and if you're listening for the first time, thanks for joining us. This is the Toasty Podcast. My name is Sky. Matty B will be on probably tomorrow, so we'll get him on and have all the facts and have an hour-long podcast, but for now, let's just do the 20 to 30-minute episode that I normally do for your commute. And today, I don't really have articles to talk about. Really, I wanted to ask you guys a question. I want to ask you guys if you have problems telling someone what you do. Like, so if anyone out there does content creation of any kind, you know, whether it's podcasting, YouTube, or any of that, and you tell somebody, man, I have something in my throat. I'm sorry, guys. And you tell somebody what you do, are you ever worried about, you know what? It doesn't even have to be content creation. Let's just leave it at this. Are you ever worried about telling someone your political leaning? That's all I want to say. I want to say that right there. Or your, moral standings or whatever you want to, you know, kind of say there, whether it's religion or your politics or, you know, what you believe in type stuff. Are you ever worried about what someone's going to say or if they're going to receive it? That's what I want to ask you guys today. Will you judge someone for what they do online, on social media? Would you judge someone for what they do in the metaverse? Like recently, some guys in the metaverse have been charged with sexual harassment from the metaverse. Would you judge them for something they say, like on Twitter, Facebook, any of that? Would it affect how you view them in real life? So essentially, it just boils down to this, man. With the recent actions and stuff that has been happening, or actions, news stuff that's been happening as far as, you know, Joe Rogan and cancel culture and this and that, I just wanted to ask the question because I actually ran into this problem myself. I run into this problem all the time. I guess it's a problem. I don't really know. On this podcast, you know, I lean both ways. Like there's some days where I'll have this podcast and we'll be talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve, and I'll be like, dude, screw that, abolish the Federal Reserve and blah, 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 whatever. And you'd be like, man, you must be pretty libertarian or some crap. I don't know, if you listen to like sound bites of that episode only. And then there would be some days where I'm like, yo, Matt, have you ever smoked weed? And he's like, yeah. And we're like, yeah, I think it's normal and I think it's good. And I think it's, you know, very insane how much propaganda was surrounding that and how there's a stigma now because of that. No one wants to do it. Some people don't want to do it just because they don't want the stigma. Okay, well, whatever. All that aside, you know, the point I'm making is this. You know, I'm very... you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right here on this podcast right now. I am, you know, semi-political fluid. And that's a term that I don't really hear. You know, it comes from the whole gender idea, right? Gender fluidity, which I don't necessarily believe in or agree with. I can't say I can't believe in it. It's happening. But I don't agree with that. So that's to my point as well. You know, there's things that I am behind and for, and there's things I'm not, and that's all it boils down to. Whether or not those things line up with the right or the left or the center people out there, I don't really give a crap. That doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. You know, and it just so happens that some people on the right that are my friends, or my they're my best friends. And, you know, they swear by it. But, I mean, I don't give a crap about that for them. when we talk about stuff in our friend group, you know, when I bring something up, because, you know, to be honest, I'm normally the one that just brings up random crap. I'm an inquisitive dude, if you will, and they're like, they don't even ask where this came from or whatever. They just go into it, you know, and we'll talk about stuff like young Earth versus old Earth, you know, and like the Younger Dryas impact theory and all this crap. We'll just bring it up, whatever. These are just examples because it's recent for me. When I bring those things up, we don't talk about it from a right or left base. It's really not how it goes, even though we're all pretty political as far as staying in tune with news and stuff like that, or staying on top of news and stuff like that. It's interesting to me that whenever you meet somebody in real life, you're worried about what they might think now, since 2016, I'd say, maybe 2014, you know, is when all this probably started happening. And that's actually when social media started getting bigger. So I would say, or was already pretty big, and it had everyone involved. I guess I can say that. Whenever everyone was actually involved in social media, you're looking at 2014 or something like that, when it had already grasped everybody, you know? That's when all this kind of started happening. When you're worried about what someone thinks of you in real life because of something you may have said or did on social media. Now, I ask you guys this. And my problem with this is that you can always, you know, find mistakes of other people. It's not that hard because, you know, people are just, well, we're just human. We're just people, you know. We definitely aren't perfect, and that doesn't even exist, right? So when I say that, I'm always curious of what people think when they listen to the Toasty Podcast for the first time. What do they, you know, think about? What do they hear? You know, do they immediately hear me going on a rant about some random thing that Biden did and think, oh man, he must be conservative, this piece of crap guy, you know? Or do they hear me talk about, you know, abortion? Hopefully you don't choose that episode first, but, you know, or do they hear me talk about, you know, transgenders? Or do they hear me talk about, you know, all these different topics that I've discussed on this show with Maddie B? And they pick, and I'm hoping they don't pick it apart or pick one segment of it or one part of it and then just judge me based on that. That's what it gets, what it boils down to is that right there. I'm afraid of being judged by, you know, one episode or two episodes of my podcast. Because that's not all of me, right? That's not all of anyone. It can't be all of anyone. One tweet cannot tell you who a person really is. Bottom line. I don't really give a crap what that tweet was. I really don't. It does not matter. You know, and because it's so easy for someone on the other side of the keyboard to just freaking type away, you know, tap, 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 whatever they're going to do, and come up with a terrible thing, you know, something that they would never say in person to anybody. And it's hard for me to connect those things. I don't connect them at all. You know, whenever I'm tweeting, I don't give a crap. I mean, to be honest, it doesn't matter. It's fake. It's all fake. It's all online. It's nothing real, nothing tangible, nothing I can see physically or feel or any of that. So now I'm not saying I go around talking trash to people. I'm not a troll on Twitter. I just tweet my own things. I don't really go. I do comment every once in a while, but it's not really that bad. And every time I do it, I would definitely say that in person. Like I would say it to whoever's face if I'm actually saying something like whatever I say. You know, I don't go too far on Twitter. But when it's my own things, my own tweets, man, I'm just spitting. I'm just talking about random crap. It does not really matter to me. You know, as Rogan always says, post and ghost. Like, that's what I'm doing, posting and ghosting. Peace out like a trout, upstream like a dream, you know. And Facebook is that way as well for me. Even though I probably have more friends on Facebook that are actually friends in real life, just because of how Facebook, you know, became Facebook. You know, I was around whenever it was MySpace and Facebook was about to take it over. You know, I mean, I'm not saying I'm that old because I'm really not, but that's where I was at. So if you are a Gen Z, you're listening to this, Laugh away. Anyway, you know, so the questions I asked at the beginning, hopefully I'm getting around to that, talking about that. Okay, let me just tell you what brought this up. Today, you know, I meet somebody, and they were like, you know, I'm not going to do this whole thing where I tell you who they are, and I'm like, crap, I don't do that. You know, for their sake, really. They said they liked my shirt, which I was like, oh, heck yeah, you know, this doesn't happen that often. Heck yeah, you know, let's talk about my shirt now, you know. And if you're listening, I apologize. Now you get what I actually was thinking, so it's kind of weird. Kind of weird interaction now. But, you know, I told them, hey, I actually sell this merch on, you know, my website, and it's for my podcast. I'm actually a podcast producer. I run my own podcast, right? She's like, oh, okay. Wow. And I just gave that away. I'm sorry. Anyway, I said that, and they now are going to go check it out. Well, I got this weird, like, immediate feeling, like, oh, crap. You know, like, this isn't going to be good. I just immediately just jumped to the worst conclusion. Like, they're going to choose my most controversial episode that I've ever done automatically, you know, or something. I just immediately think of that. And then they're going to freaking just roast me for that, or just not talk to me anymore, or just hate me, you know? Even though we've had interactions, like, for weeks now, because, you know, which isn't the first time I've met this person, right? And now it's all ruined because of an episode, you know? And this is all crazy-ass assumptions I'm making right now. You know, they may just be like, oh, I didn't really like it, but, you know, you're still cool. And that's kind of what I'm hoping would happen, right? But, and I, you know, it probably would happen like that. I get in my own head, man. I get in my own freaking head. So that's why I posed the question. I want to know if, you know, anyone out there ever has that problem with people finding out their moral standing or their political leaning or any of that because of how polarized we are now. You know, I think our culture is dealing with something it hasn't dealt with in, you know, a century. You know what I mean? Like, I would say, yeah, of course, America's been divided before and all that. I just don't know if it's been to this extent. I just don't think so, you know? And if Matty B were here, he'd say, well, it started in 1925 and, you know, this is what happened. But he's not here. I'm sorry, guys. I can't have him on the show every day. Like I said, you know, it's weekly. Hey guys, if you're listening to this right now and you like it and you're into it, I will tell you that this isn't normally how it goes. But I appreciate the love, you know. And if you would just hit that subscribe button and tap the love, the follow, love. Wow, you love me? Tap the follow button and, you know, maybe you like the ADHD part of the show. I don't know what you like. Whatever, man. Maybe this is your ADHD medicine. Maybe this is just your commute just to drown out the traffic. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, I'm here for you. That's the point. I'm behind the mic. You're behind the speakers. And yeah, so freaking hit the follow button on Spotify or subscribe to me on any other podcast app. Also, be sure you share the show. Or give us a review, you know. And if you do give us a review, I might be able to throw you guys a t-shirt, you know, for the Toasty Podcast. That'd be cool. So that's because we don't have that many reviews. I'm trying to get more reviews, man. That's what I need. I need those things to help us grow. Eventually, we'll be doing some live podcasts at Silver Star Spirits. I can't wait for that. We'll see when that happens. Sometime this year, I hope. But anyway, in other news, I wanted to go on to this article that I found about the social media conundrum here. So essentially, this is just saying that in 2014, that's when this article was written, by the way. I know, you're bringing up old shit. Whatever, this is the point. I'm making a point by it, okay? Social media had 73% of online adults in 2014. What 73% of online adults today are on some sort of social site. There we go. Basically, it's saying anyone that's actually online, out of those people, 73% of them are on a social networking site, which in 2014 consisted of, well, yeah, it consisted of all of them, actually, except for TikTok, Musical.ly, if you will, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I think Snapchat, of course, was around then. Anyway, that's 18 to 65 ages and plus. That's everyone. That's all these people. Now, people are asking, you know, people back at that time were asking, will this replace face-to-face communication? And as we know now, it has not replaced it in the slightest, in my opinion. But I think that if we keep going down the path we're going down, it's easier for someone to write someone off online, like they're no longer existent. And if you guys have ever seen Black Mirror, you know, holy cow, am I a big believer in all that crap, you know what I mean? Like, not, well, I say believer, I a lot of things seem a lot more real when you watch Black Mirror now versus when it came out. And it's only been, what, 4 years? I don't know, man. That's happening quick. You know, with the consciousness chips and all that crap in Black Mirror. I'm like, meh, metaverse, dude. Look, people want to freak out about it, and I'm freaking out about it right now on the show, and I get that. The truth is, you know, we're a decade out, at least, of those kinds of things coming to fruition. But I will say, social media is often becoming a replacement for building and establishing connections in the real world. And that is where I'm draw this question from. But really, this is, I have a connection in real world, and I'm worried about it changing based on the connection online. So if we get to the point where it's not only establishing the connection online, but it's establishing a connection in real life that gets ruined by your connection online, like, what is going on here? Whenever your online connection supersedes, or gets rid of your real life connection. And we can't let that happen. That's just going to drive more polarization if we do that, which I guess we've already been doing that. So why am I even saying this now? I'm not going to stop it. I can't do that alone at all. And it's just happening more and more every single day. You know, Joe Rogan, all these people being canceled. It's all that. You know, you've never met the guy face to face. You never talked with him. You've never even been on his show. And you're saying that you want him gone. You know, it's just very interesting. And you might call it, you know, antisocial networking. That is kind of what's happening. But, you know, it's kind of a problem. I don't know how to say this, but this article goes on to say direct interaction is not being seen as the best way to communicate anymore, especially among teens, and people are not putting as much value as they once did on face-to-face interaction. That's true with younger people for sure. There's just, they don't really care. You know, texting is, you know, when I was like in high school, it was like a problem to actually, you know what, not even high school, literally 2 years ago, because I was in customer service, but it was a problem to text someone, you know, like you don't want to text your customers, or you don't want to just text, you don't want to break up with someone over text, you know, that whole thing. Well, now it's just happening all over the place. It doesn't freaking matter, you know, like no one cares. And it's not necessarily a problem because both parties aren't worried about it, I guess. But all it will end up actually doing inadvertently is driving that digital interaction and digital relationship. Now, on our next little topic here, it's something pretty local to me. So if you're not in DFW, I'm sorry. But really, it could apply to anybody. So what do you think? I'll start with this question. What do you think a politician, or, you know, public servant, if you will, what do you think they should get paid? You know, and a lot of people would argue about the president's salary and things like that, which is roughly $400,000 or so. right now it is. People would argue, you know, that's too much money, and some people actually argue that's not enough money, and I'm not sure where I fall on this, if I'm honest. I get that it's a lot of money to the normal person. Like, they think, holy cow, if I made $400,000, what would I do with that kind of thing? That's what they're thinking in their head, just because they don't know the concept, or they don't know how it feels to actually make that much money or even have that much money at one time. And I get that feeling. I understand. I'm coming from a place of the same. You know, I've never had that much money in my account, or, you know, at all, really. I don't even know if I've made that much money in my adult life, you know, because I'm not even that old. I'm not old enough to have that much, I don't think, as far as yearly salary and all that stuff. So, and I have friends that make a lot of money, and I get it. I get that whole side too, where it's like, that's nothing, dude. Like, you could easily, for what he does, make more. But the fact of the matter for me is he has a lot of other things he can make money on. Like, think about the average, you know, influencer nowadays, right? That's what you would call them, an influencer or a content creator or whatever. The average one, and they have, let's say they have, you know, 1 million followers. That's a lot to people. That's 1 million followers. Holy crap. It could just be in America. I don't know, 1 million followers. The president is standing right up there, and he could potentially, he has the ability to talk to 330 million people, you know, depending on what medium he's using, which normally actually they use almost every medium. You know, press conferences and things like that are produced for radio, the, you know, regular news, the local news channels. So if you don't even have DirecTV or anything like that, you can still watch them, and TV channels as well. So it's everywhere. And the thing is he has the most ability to reach the audience. So if he really wanted to, he could sell paintings. Okay. Wait, he already does. So Hunter does anyway. His son does, and that, you know, there's no telling where that money goes. But, you know, I'm not going to get into that. It's not really the point of this whole thing. The point of this thing was, do you think they should make a lot of money politicians-wise? The reason I ask is because locally right now, Fort Worth City Council is trying to propose a ballot for a vote, obviously, to change the salary of the mayor. Apparently, according to this, the mayor only makes 30 grand a year. Now, that's nothing really. That's not a lot of money. But, you know, you did try to get elected to be in a public service position. That's what I'll say there. Now, as far as a mayor getting paid 30 grand a year, I can't say that I agree. You know, but I don't know what the job entails. Okay, yeah, I know what it, you know, looks like it entails, I guess. But I'm not there. I'm not in that seat. So I can't tell you if it's too much or too little or, you know, whatever. I also can't tell you if they have other means to make money. You know, I mean, a mayor, I don't know what is considered conflict of interest. I have no idea. Zero idea. I know a fireman can be a fireman and have a side business like crazy because of the schedule, of course. They have 2 days off, 1 day on, that type of thing. Or, you know, more recently, a lot of fire departments are 2 days on and 3 days off. So I 2 days on and 4 days off. But, you know, when it comes down to it, wouldn't a mayor have a lot of time? I don't know. Maybe they're so freaking busy that they don't. If a mayor is actually getting stuff done, this is just a very hard line to make, because you might have a mayor that's a badass. You also might have a mayor that's not really that good at all. But if we're comparing salaries in public service or in political positions, the president making $400,000 and a mayor of a pretty major city making 30 grand may not make that much sense. Now, if you're the mayor of freaking Lindale, Texas, where I grew up, or, you know, some small-ass town, maybe 30 grand makes sense, because you could also have another business going. It's a small town. You probably have time to do things while you're the mayor. I'm just taking guesses here. These are all just like freaking, I'm just talking out of my ass. I don't really know what the job is, to be honest with you. I know they have to deal with city things, but you have a city council that also deals with a lot of stuff. You have an assistant. You know, you have a lot of things going on for you that you can delegate. So I don't really know how much stuff you actually have to do, you know, as far as that. You may have to write a few bills, which takes a while because bills are freaking long. Have you read those things? Like, holy crap, man. It's no wonder that Americans don't read them and don't know what they're actually voting for when things go through freaking Congress and things like that. Like, obviously, infrastructure bill being the most recent failure. But if approved, basically the raises they want are in Fort Worth are from $29,000 to $99,000. So triple. Wow. It's no wonder the council members want this, though, because they would also get a raise from $25,000 to $76,000. The raises, if approved on May. Look, okay, wait a second. I got to ask one thing. Why hasn't this been brought up before? Or has it, and I just wasn't aware of it? Maybe I just wasn't aware of it. But, like, I would never stand for that, I don't think. You know, but, you know, normally public servants, they have other things going on. That's what I'm trying to say. They also have a lot of pool. They know a lot of people, you know? If you know all those people, I mean, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to get into that business side of things on this, but I just think they would have other things going on, other businesses, other, you know, whatever, kind of like an influencer almost, you know? That's all they do. They influence people to do what they want, so... The raises, if approved on the May 7th election, would go into effect October 1st when the city's new fiscal year begins. So apparently there's an election on May 7th, and if you're in Fort Worth and you don't agree with that, or even if you do agree, you need to go, I guess, check this out. But I don't know if the election is actually just a public election or if it's just a council election. I'm not sure. The pay bumps would put Fort Worth officials more in line with those in Dallas, where Mayor Eric Johnson makes $80,000 per year, and council members make $60,000. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that current Fort Worth salaries also lags behind San Antonio, which pays its mayor $61,000 and council members $45,000. Interesting. So that's what San Antonio pays. I wonder how big San Antonio is compared to Dallas. I think Dallas is actually bigger. The Fort Worth positions are considered part-time. By the way, guys, if you want to know where I'm reading this from, it's WFAA. Got it off Ground News, though. Ground News is my number one source. Ground.news if you're on the web. I don't get paid for this. This is not really an ad. I'm just telling you about them because they aggregate every single freaking story and put it in the source. It's freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome. That's all I can say. Quotes from Beck said council pay presents a barrier of entry for prospective candidates. Oh, interesting. We want to serve well on behalf of the people of Fort Worth, the fastest growing city in the country. I don't know where, I thought Frisco was the fastest growing city in the country. Parker said at Tuesday night's council meeting, I think we're worth it, frankly. Fort Worth put a council and pay raise on the ballot in 2016. Oh, okay, so they have done it before. But voters rejected it. The proposition in 2016 would have given councils a raise to 45 and the mayor a raise to 60. Okay, so we went from 45 and 60, which is in line with San Antonio in 2016, to 99 and 76 in 2022. Given that everything in your mom is inflated, I don't think that that's really a big reach, although I don't know about 99 being the answer. You know, I can't really say much there. Yeah, wow. Okay, guys, that's it for today. I am going to be out of here. So peace out like a trout, upstream like a dream. If you haven't already, please subscribe. Holy cow, how many times do I have to say this? Hit the follow button on Spotify. Go check out my merch if you want to check out merch. ToastToLiberty.com. And as always, stay toast.
Life's not fair and I'm here for that. See when I seem to be back for that. Learn as I go, just snag for that. Back for that. But this ain't one of them boom boom paps. And this ain't one of them smash collabs. And I go hard like smash and grab. It's a beer. Yeah. Now all I want to do is make clear that all I'm trying to do is rap, but not like one of them mumble queers, cause all they seem to know is trap. You notice how I switch the flow for y'all, just to see y'all clap? Look, when it comes down to it, I'll get right down to it. Yeah.
Toasty.